What if everything you've been taught about success is making you miserable? We chase promotions, bigger homes, and fuller bank accounts, believing that someday we'll finally have time to enjoy life. Yet, despite earning more than previous generations and having technology that promised to liberate us, over 80% of working Americans report never having enough time. Here's the twist. We're not actually working more hours than we did in 1950. The average work week has dropped from 37.8 to 34.2 hours, and we've gained 4 to 9 hours of weekly leisure time. So why does it feel like we're drowning? Picture your last relaxing evening at home. You settled onto the couch, ready to unwind, when your phone buzzed. A work email, then a text, a news alert, a social media notification. Before you knew it, your peaceful hour had shattered into what researchers call time confetti, tiny fragments of 5 to 6 minutes, each interrupted by reminders of what you should be doing elsewhere. A single hour of leisure now faces an average of 21 interruptions. These aren't just annoying, they fundamentally transform how we experience time itself. This fragmentation creates a cruel paradox. We have more leisure time than ever, yet feel more time-starved. Technology hasn't freed us. It's made us feel perpetually behind. Even when physically present with family or friends, our minds remain tethered to work, to obligations, to that mounting list of tasks. We've traded deep, restorative leisure for shallow, anxiety-tinged downtime. The result? Time poverty has become an epidemic with real consequences. Less exercise, worse nutrition, higher cardiovascular disease rates, and profound unhappiness that persists regardless of income level. The answer lies not in how much time we have, but in how we think about it. And that flawed thinking is costing us our health, happiness, and $640 billion annually in healthcare and lost productivity. Research reveals that after earning $65,000 annually, more money stops predicting daily happiness. Beyond $105,000, it stops predicting life satisfaction entirely. Yet we chase raises, convinced the next milestone will bring peace. Instead, we fall into the wealth paradox. The more we earn, the more time poor we feel. Higher wages make each hour seem more valuable. When you could be earning $300 per hour, a leisurely walk feels like throwing money away. We drive miles to save pennies on gas, effectively valuing our time at just $22 per hour. Meanwhile, workism has become a modern religion. We wear busyness like a badge of honor, saying yes to future commitments while assuming our future selves will magically have more time. The yes, damn effect that leaves us perpetually overwhelmed. Financial insecurity fuels this behavior. As inequality rises, people sacrifice leisure for the illusion of security. The irony? This relentless pursuit undermines the very happiness we're trying to achieve. The path to time affluence starts with radical simplicity. Deliberately choose more joy-bringing activities and fewer misery-inducing ones. Apply Marie Kondo's minimalism to your schedule. If you don't love an activity, eliminate it. Skip one weekly 45-minute meeting to practice guitar instead, and you gain 39 hours of joy-filled time per year. Not all free time creates equal happiness. Active leisure, volunteering, socializing, exercising, promotes well-being far more than passive leisure, like watching TV or scrolling social media. When researchers studied millionaires, wealth itself didn't make them happier. What mattered was how they spent time. 30 more minutes daily on active leisure created hundreds more hours of fulfilling time yearly, accessible to anyone regardless of income. Brief social connections provide benefits similar to regular exercise and not smoking. Counterintuitively, volunteering makes us feel less time poor because helping others makes us feel more in control. Transform bad time into positive experiences. Make commutes enjoyable with audiobooks. Uninvite yourself from unnecessary meetings. Close email until day's end. One college instructor removed email from his phone and reclaimed 29 hours annually, effectively gaining a full work week. Here's a radical idea. Sometimes the smartest thing you can do with money is buy your way out of time-impoverishing experiences. When researchers gave people $40 to spend on either time-saving purchases or material items, those who bought time, takeout, taxis, grocery delivery, reported significantly higher happiness. This works regardless of income, gender, age, or work hours. The key is identifying your personal time traps, activities consuming disproportionate mental and physical energy. Many discover their aversion to cooking isn't about food preparation, but the mental load of meal planning and grocery shopping. Even small time savers have outsized impacts. A smart thermostat, auto pay for bills, or monthly window cleaning free both actual time and mental bandwidth. Even those on strict budgets can fund time-saving purchases. Consider Cameron, a student who bought a $200 used bike, cutting his daily commute from 45 to 15 minutes, and a $60 programmable coffee maker, automating his morning routine. These purchases saved him nearly 2 hours daily and significantly reduced stress. The psychological barrier of guilt often prevents such investments, particularly among those raised to value self-sufficiency. One effective strategy? Reframe time-saving services as gifts. A woman's marriage improved dramatically after requesting professional cleaning services as birthday presents, eliminating a major source of household tension. Researchers developed happiness dollars to quantify time's value. For someone earning $50,000 annually, outsourcing disliked tasks produces happiness equivalent to a $10,000 raise. Simply shifting from money-first to time-first thinking generates happiness equivalent to earning an additional $2,200 per year, requiring no behavioral changes, just recognizing time as life's most precious resource. Daily choices carry substantial happiness values. Mindfully savoring everyday experiences generates happiness worth $3,600 annually. Eliminating your most disliked monthly chore creates happiness worth $18,000. Taking just 8 additional vacation days would generate happiness equivalent to earning $4,400 more annually. Choosing a slightly pricier coffee shop with friendly staff creates happiness worth approximately $5,800 yearly. The most dramatic gains come from major lifestyle shifts. Ensuring daily quality time with family produces happiness gains equivalent to a $108,000 salary increase. To build time-affluent habits, ask yourself the small why you're engaging in a particular activity. Create a subtraction list of time-wasting behaviors and replace them with fulfilling options from a substitution list tailored to your personality. Allow for slack time, unstructured buffer periods that permit spontaneity. Research shows over-efficiency carries negative consequences. We enjoy conversations less and miss connection opportunities. Michael's story illustrates this. When he's stopped being hyper-efficient, a casual chat during leisurely grocery shopping led to a perfect job opportunity. Understanding your natural calendar mindset helps determine effective scheduling. Clock time people organize by hours and stick to routines. Event time people let events shape their schedule and plan more loosely. Neither approach is inherently better. Match your time management to your natural mindset. Rather than constantly exerting willpower, set defaults that automatically produce time affluence. Silence notifications, remove intrusive apps, unsubscribe from emails. When busy or stressed, we often fall into the mere urgency effect, focusing on urgent but unimportant tasks. Reserve pro time for important but not urgent work or leisure, making this time distraction-free. Beyond daily decisions, consider how major life choices affect long-term time affluence. Graduates who prioritize time over money when choosing careers reported greater happiness 2 years later, not because they worked or earned less, but because they chose meaningful work and made time for relationships and hobbies. When house hunting, reframe decisions as time trade-offs. Is a larger house worth sacrificing 110 days of your life to commuting over 5 years? Progressive organizations prove change is possible. Microsoft Japan achieved 40% productivity gains with 4-day work weeks, while Iceland's trials sparked permanent policy shifts. Yet waste persists.
Organizations squander $100 billion in employee time annually, governments impose 9.78 billion hours of paperwork, and Americans forfeit 700 million vacation days, 255 billion in lost economic activity. Pursuing time affluence isn't selfish. It ripples through communities. When you align time with values, you become a better parent, partner, friend, and citizen. As Clayton Christensen reflected facing mortality, professional achievements pale beside time with loved ones. Start now. Track your time for 2 weeks. Identify joy-bringing activities and systematically reduce stress-inducing ones through outsourcing, eliminating commitments, or reframing perspectives. Block discovered hours for preferred activities as seriously as work meetings. Practice guilt-free leisure. You can always make more money, but never more time. The question isn't whether you can afford to prioritize time, it's whether you can afford not to.